This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports.
Freaking me.
To read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard? Or the true location of Area 51. It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Your mama.
Oh, your mother.
This one is, again, there'll be some conspiracy. You know, I was foolish to say this is more, it is more of a mystery than a conspiracy, but there will be conspiracies that are drawn from this, because this is, I love a good story. I like a good story. I don't like all the murder ones that women like, but I like a good...
Oh, come on now.
I like a good story. I only like famous murder documentaries.
Okay.
If I don't know these people, like if it's, you know...
Oh, man.
Nicole Brown or such.
Oh, okay. Some of the unsolved mysteries, those would drive you nuts.
Yeah, but...
You never get any answers.
They were not as good as...
Black Dahlia.
No, but when they would be on, you know, Unsolved Mysteries, you hope for the end they were going to go to Keely Shea for an update.
Oh, yeah, Keely. Keely's good.
In the Unsolved Mysteries Center. Remember, they'd be all these people sitting there on computers and stuff, yep. Like they're answering the phones live.
You know, in general, they've only updated a handful of those.
I know. Let me tell you about this one. Yeah. That's my tick. I gotta clear my throat.
Sergeant Baby Wiener.
It was a scorcher of a day. It was August 1912. Percy and Lessie Dunbar, they packed up all their belongings. They got their two young sons, and they were set off for a weekend. And you'll have to tell me if you've been there. Swayze Lake in Louisiana?
I am not familiar.
I'm sure it was there before Patrick was, but... It was a warm day. The cypress trees down there swaying in the wind. The trip going to be a peaceful retreat from all the heat. And by the time the sun had dipped below the treetops, the peace had turned to panic. 4-year-old Bobby was gone.
Bobby Dunbar?
Paige, that's right. At first, they thought he had just wandered off. Like this little kid, maybe, you know. Hanging out in the woods, a tree, a frog or something starts hopping away, you know? It's luring him into the woods, or maybe got too close to the water. I mean, you got to think of all these things. And those terrifying minutes became hours. And the dread really had set in. The search began immediately. Family came over to Swayze Lake, friends, even strangers. Not Stangers. Hundreds of people literally gathered in the area, scoured, calling for Bobby's name. Do it in the background for me, fat boy. They were calling Bobby's name.
Bobby!
In the thick Louisiana wilderness.
God dang it.
They searched under everything, behind every tree, under every fallen log. They went through
every
inch of that murky swamp.
I bet it wasn't instant, too.
It wasn't instant.
I think it probably took a few minutes. Kids back then could seem to wander off of more of a leash.
And then sundown was the only time you ever, the parents would maybe even notice, oh, I need to remember, are my kids here?
Yeah.
You know, but again, on vacation, out camping, you know, again, 1912, they're camping. So, you know.
There's a war going on. Why are you going to camp?
I know. So, anyway, all these people came together. Nothing surfaced. They found no footprints. They found no torn clothing, no body. It was like Bobby Dunbar had vanished. Like the earth opened up and swallowed him inside. No trace of this kid. And this was a time where law, and I'm not saying lawmen now don't. I'm certainly not saying that. But back then, lawmen knew how to look for the on the land to tell, like, do you know how moonshiners used to wear shoes that looked like cow hooves?
Actually, no.
Okay.
Really?
So moonshiners would wear shoes that had cow hooves on the bottom, so when they walked out into the woods, the policemen couldn't follow the tracks to the steels. Because a lawman's not, that's a policeman's smart, not going to follow cow tracks. So they wore shoes that looked like, imagine Tickle out there in the woods with his, like the Bigfoot people would go walk the bear, you know, they wear the Bigfoot shoes out there to make the opposite
of. That's crazy.
I thought you were going to say there was a moonshiner with four nipples.
No. Oh. No, that's, Tipple has two. Tickle, he has two. So listen to this. Let's not make light of this. This is tragic. I mean, imagine this happening.
This is sad. I'm wondering,
so those minutes turned to hours, turned to days, turned to 8 long months. I could not imagine the Dunbars just living in agony, desperate for answers that never came until one day. Uh-oh. A miracle happened, or something that seemed like one. A boy matching Bobby's description was found in nearby Mississippi. Who can spell it first? Go.
M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter, humpback. M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter,
I. You're both incorrect. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. So they got a boy matching young Bobby Dunbar's description found in Mississippi, traveling with a drifter named William Walters.
Swing sniffer. Hashtag.
Authorities wasted no time, certainly. Walters was arrested. The Dunbars were called to come claim their son. But this is where this is the weird mystery part of it, man. This is like, this is insane. Accounts of this reunion and the boy and his family kind of differ, but some say that the mom, Lessie, L-E-S-S-I-E, Dunbar, recognized the boy instantly. Of course, that's her son. She collapsed in relief. She was so thrilled. She was on her hands and knees, thanking God.
Oh, Lord.
Others claim that she hesitated. She was a little uncertain at first because the hair was a little different. But maybe this...
Color-wise?
It just says the hair was a little different. Maybe it was cut or whatever, but maybe William Walters, his traveling drifter, cut the hair to make him look different, or who knows? The hair was different. But others claim that she fell on her knees and said, oh my, thank you, God, you gave him a son back. The others say she hesitated, uncertain at first because his hair was different, but then the next day she gave him a bath and then said, yes, this is my son. She embraced him. She saw a scar on the bottom of his foot. The husband did not remember the scar, but she says, I do. This is my son.
Give me a tattoo of Lion King.
It was a scar.
Man, the fact that I got to see the scene where it plays out, because...
Murky Swamp, Louisiana, 1912.
Okay, like, you're just going to disappear for that period of time without...
8 months.
They wouldn't have canvassed the area.
I mean, they did. I mean, they don't say it here, but I'm sure they brought out the dogs. Hundreds of people. You know how good old people come together in a tragic time. They just stop with Helene. All the people we know from the upstate that would drive up there just seeking to help out in any way they could. So Dad didn't remember the scar, but he said, you know what? I work all the time. You stay at home with the boy. You might would notice things like that, right? The boy, though, Dad did say the boy acted a little different. He was very quiet. Oh, I attribute that to possibly if the child was abducted and things were
traumatized. Yeah.
Exactly. That could be exactly what that is. So when nurses, doctors cops, investigators, this, that, and the other would try to talk to that kid, he was very quiet. He would not say, yes, I'm Bobby Dunbar. But he also wouldn't deny that he was Bobby Dunbar. So, anyway, regardless of any of the doubt, cops made their decision. The boy was handed over to the Dunbars, and they took him home. They had a parade for him in the hometown when he came back. The streets were lined with the neighbors. They were all cheering. Bobby is back, they were chanting. Bobby is back. Or was he? Because there was one woman who refused to accept it. Who was that?
The mom.
Julia Anderson, a poor woman from North Carolina who claimed the boy was not Bobby Dunbar, but it was her son, Bruce Anderson. She swore she gave William Walters, that's the traveling weirdo, drifter they called him.
Drifter.
She had given this drifter permission to take Bruce on one of his travels with him, which there again is odd.
Very
that's
odd.
Sus.
Again, that's when a time when kids were still working, like jobs. This is 1912. She gave this guy permission to take little Bruce with her. But in the eyes of the law, Julia's voice carried little to no weight. They were like, you know, this is a time where record keeping still wasn't all that great. She could not even produce a birth certificate to say that that's my son. She was very poor, illiterate, and they say here, uneducated. But they say that about everyone from the South. They didn't kiss my ass. So she was unwed. The judge, and you know, when they brought it up, they said, look, we can't prove that's your son, but this family over here, they're a respectable middle class. We feel, though, this child will be better suited to be with the Dunbars. So it was decided.
Suspicious. Was Bruce's father named Don Anderson by chance?
No. I thought you were going to go somewhere totally different. I'm glad you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to say what I thought. Wait, though. Listen.
Okay.
William Walters, the traveling drifter guy, he was convicted of kidnapping and sent to prison.
But he must have done that to somebody else.
The boy was raised as Bobby Dunbar, and his life went on for nearly 80 years.
80? How long did he live?
Well, let's do some quick math here. We did this yesterday.
All right, I got six GEDs. Let's see.
Okay, so how old was he when he went missing? Have you already forgotten that part of it?
You just said it.
I literally just said it. Paige, do you remember? He was four. I'm going to go ahead and jump in.
Age four.
You don't want to wait 5 minutes on the guest?
I don't. She was going to say 84. I don't know.
I don't remember what. It
was 84 at this. So the truth came out. A truth that would shatter the Dunbars. 2004. That was 21 years ago. I wasn't going to ask. A DNA test was conducted by one of Bobby's grandsons. The result? The boy who'd been raised as Bobby Dunbar, the boy that the Dunbars had fought for, the crowd came in and had a parade for him. The entire town embraced this kid, was not Bobby Dunbar. In fact, he was not their son at all. The real Bobby Dunbar was never found.
Oh.
For 80 years, they took that poor woman from North Carolina's son, and because she was unwed, illiterate, and one report here, a newspaper report, called her stupid. Because it was okay to call him stupid then. Now we call him uneducated.
That's terrible.
She never got her son back. She was dead when they find out. Bobby's dead. He died at the age of 84. And nothing was ever found of the real Bobby Dunbar. They don't know if he drowned in the lake. They put dynamite in the lake to, if there's a, you know how they do that, to make the body resurface.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Nothing. To this day. Now, we are in a country where 600,000 to 800,000 kids go missing every year, and that's not an epidemic for some reason or anything like that. But that right there is
what a story.
Unraveling to think of.
I felt like there was a kid swap before all that happened.
I feel like there's some kind of just underhanded, like it was an.
Somebody stole Bruce Anderson, damn it.
See, there
it was an adoption that wasn't legitimate.
Where is Bruce Anderson? That's what I want to know.
He was Bruce Anderson, Bobby Dunbar. The real Bobby Dunbar doesn't know. Now, my speculation is maybe there was something happened to that child, and they didn't because they
didn't want the kid.
The news stories keep pointing out that the mom was poor, Maybe that's why the son went with the traveling
salesman, or we went like handyman.
Like a traveling handyman kind of guy. Maybe there's no, you know, weirdness in that. But that dude went to jail for like 30 something years, and that wasn't even, he wasn't doing anything wrong. Like, he really, the only people that did anything wrong here, sadly, is the cops. Because they picked the, or the judge. The judge says, you know what, we don't know that's really your child. So this family's middle class and they're together. You're unwed and stupid. So we're going
to
give them him.
No way to know back then.
Unfreaking believable, folks. 19, not even, we're talking 113 years ago that happened. It's not like it's 400 or 500 years old.
How could you, with this woman wanting her child and knowingly that is not your child, you know that it's not your kid.
This changes
different voices.
Changes lineages and family trees.
Everything too. And like the point where the mom said, no, he had a scar on his foot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
She wanted her kid back so much that it just kind of took over in her mind. Such a weird thing. Such a weird thing.
I want to research the real Bruce Anderson.
That's the real Bruce Anderson? Well, see if you can find him. It wasn't Bobby Dunbar, I can tell you that. If you got a conspiracy for me, something you want me to look into, a mystery, something like that, hit me up at O-Maffew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W, on social media, and I'll peer into it. I give 10 minutes of my life each and every week to this, every 2 weeks now. So I put a lot into it.
They're really good, man.
No, I actually said I
enjoyed this one today.
The other ones you don't care for.
Well, I couldn't
this
remember
this one was
that.
Good.
I don't like the ones where you creep me out.
Well, that, you know what? I got cut. I sit here and I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. Like, why is everything dystopian and it's negative future? And I'm sitting here pumping a bunch of crap into the system by doing conspiracies. So I'm gonna pull back on some of that. But if you got one for me, hit me up with that now.
That was good.
Thank you. I will.
Thank you more.
Thank you. Give me some Odyssey points.
Tiki needs to give me
he's already
back.
Giving them up.
When we come back, we're going to stay on that DNA tip.
Oh, we're going to play some Kung Fu Kenny.
Oh.
I got, no.
K-Dot.
We are going to remind you of the gentleman that will be joining us tomorrow for another one of our 2025 updates. We've started off the year phenomenal.
Nailing it.
Hey, will you come back on and give us an update on this?
nailing these updates. We started threatening people. That's what it is.
We did.
If you don't come on and update us, we're going to work you over.
Yeah,
we're going to goose you, noogie you.
And Paige is going to push.
I'm going to noogie you with my goose knuckle.
Yeah.
How about that?
Paige is going to push you.
Same hand.
Paige is going to take you to Fifth City.
I'm going to knuck you. You want to get knuck-knucked?
Yuck. The guy who found out that he didn't know if that was his kid or not had the DNA test. We're going to talk about that and also his big update. That will be coming up next. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
Nebraska's Morning Show.
This is the worst song ever.
I don't recognize it yet.
I had to play it. You might not.
Why is it so bad?
Yeah. Is this a church song? Is this a kid song?
This came up on my shuffle. It's an old song, and I forgot all about it. And I'm like, ah.
Your shuffle must suck.
What
the hell?
Did you buy your Spotify from like a 14-year-old girl?
I download 90s hits. That's usually 80s and 90s hits. I'm like, I forgot all about this song, and it's really bad.
Do you think that's too...
Cringe, as the kids say. Let me cook, Bus.
Do you think that's... Because this is the crap I think of, is what motivates... Like, the music I listen to when I work out, like, it's... I can't look at those playlists of this, that, or the other, because if a song comes up and I'm not vibing with it or whatever,
vibing.
I'm, like, breaking my neck trying to change the channel.
I don't want to go
change
through
the, you know, swipe across or whatever.
Well, I do that a lot.
Yeah, but that, like, I
swipe
wanna,
too hard.
Some of this stuff's like, who listens to this? Is like this one. No offense. Who listens to this to work out?
It's awful.
Like, does it remind you of the 90s and you want to get back in shape like you were in the 90s? Is that where the brain kind of goes into?
Yeah, it's kind of. No, I don't. You can run on the treadmill to this.
I don't know why somebody thought this was a hit. And if you look at the video, it's worse. It's like,
who
oh
is
my
singing
God.
It? Or one of those? Backstreet?
It's Savage Garden. Do you remember that band?
Yes.
Yeah.
They had a couple bangers. This wasn't one of them, though.
Wasn't that a head shop in Asheville?
Are you thinking of Octopus Garden?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Gotta miss those commercials. Shout out Octopus Garden guy. I like your long hair still.
That's right.
I heard him like, oh my God. I can't believe I like this.
I still can't believe that you. And did you fast forward on this one, or did you just save it as a favorite?
I did when I realized what it was, and I'm like, I got to go back and listen to it, which I'm doing right now, and it's awful.
It's like, do women listen to Taylor Swift and stuff while they're
no?
This might not make sense. The lead singer is a gay man, confirmed.
Is it Fred Savage?
But I've never seen somebody like...
No, brother!
I've never seen somebody successfully like emote their gayness through music as well as he did. Like, I feel gay for listening to it.
You should.
You should?
And I feel like there's no question when you hear him sing and like what it's about.
Did you ever want to go rob a liquor store listening to gangster rap?
This is making me want to stab people.
I'm like, wow, this guy. Like,
this sounds like somebody who's potentially going to be a serial killer.
In the late 90s, did you want to smack your bitch up?
I had to get one first.
Oh, I see.
That was the problem back then.
Okay, I'm going to embarrass myself right now. Look, Paige, read this so you can let Fatboy know. This is not the one I made. This is the one that I listen to the most when I on workout. The current one. What's that one called, Paige?
80s skating rink music.
Oh, is that like a whole... I got to get one of those.
80s skating rink music. I'm listening to the likes of... Oh, Lord. Salt and Pepper, Falco, Rockwell, Dirkarmazar.
God, that's probably better cultivated than the ones
Sugar
I got.
Sugar Hill Gang, Roxette.
I don't want to support that platform, though, but...
Oh, well, I mean, I know. I know.
God, it sucked. It's called the Animal.
See, song. I would Wild Thing by Tone Loc. I mean,
let's do it.
Got that on there.
You the guy from Blank Check?
Are you the guy? Yes. Oh yeah, you knew that. Okay. Anyway, this guy, Groove Is in the Heart. That's a
down to that.
Oh, elliptical like hell to that. Come on, Peloton. Come on, Dirkarmazar.
Did you see the Peloton bit where people were putting fake names into it?
Yes.
Because they'll give you shout outs if you get to the top of the leaderboard.
And then right when they say the name, they realize it and they just look up at the camera and like, all right, I'm not going to say that. But what's up, Madame Thittais?
I think that's originally where Tudyk's came from, Holden.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Holden. Oh, man. The Tudyk's family, they've done a lot for themselves.
I mean, Holden, Grabbing, they all graduated early.
Speaking of Grabbing and Holding and DNA. Yeah.
Yeah.
The dad.
Eaton. The dad was Eaton. He graduated too.
You're thinking of, okay. Remember the lady that called yesterday, that sweet lady named Edith?
Oh, yeah, Edith from Chattanooga.
Yeah, but not the, it wasn't the Edith I thought.
Edith the trucker, the mooning pots smoking trucker.
She doesn't understand like me why mooning is so bad as long as kids don't see it.
Yeah, she wants to bring it back.
I also want to find out if I can moon someone, but if they investigate and realize I'm wearing a thong, that am I still charged?
That's a great question.
Tomorrow, 8-2.
It would not be visible on our bodies.
Let's reset this guy. He's going to be on tomorrow. Hold on, I have this information. I don't need you for no. I don't need no man. He's going to be on tomorrow at 8:05.
8:05.
Thursday at 8:05, we're going to talk to anonymous dad, and he's going to give us the results to this.
A girl got in touch with me through Facebook, sent me a message saying that she needs me to call her. And I'm like, no, I'm not calling you. What's up? She's like, I got something to tell you. I said, well, just tell me. She said, don't you tell you over the messenger? Just tell me. She tells me that me and her sister hooked up 21 years ago and only did it one time. He did an Ancestry.com thing or whatever, and some of my people, my family in Texas, had done the same thing, and it popped up that he related to them some way. So she looked me up and then told me about it. I don't know whether I believe it or not. I don't remember this girl. We've been talking since Monday. Me and the kid has actually been talking as well. They claim that they don't want anything from me at all. They claim that they don't need anything from me. He just wants a dad in his life, and he wanted to know where he came from or whatever. But like I said, I don't remember this girl at all. The pictures that she sent me do not click anything into my head, and I don't know what to think. I'm doing a DNA test all next Friday to find out.
Lord.
Let me turn my microphone on. My producer did not do it.
You're going to need that. You don't have
it
one.
On. You turned it off. Oh, thank you. That
your
guy
co-worker?
Is going to, yeah. You know,
oh,
what,
my God.
I told my co-host now, Mark, quit calling me a producer.
Well, it's one of those
I don't
things
produce.
Where you, yeah, you do, though.
No, I don't.
You good at both of those things.
I press buttons.
I mean, no.
That's producing
dude,
in this business,
it takes more than that. You know that.
That's the dirtiest P word you could ever say. Producer.
Oh.
Now, people usually like to
polygamy.
People like to throw it around like an ego kind of
It depends on what.
Toss. Like anybody who has a podcast is like, well, get in touch with my producer.
You know who started that? Two people, Stern and Regis.
Yep. I'm a producer.
Gelman and Baba Booey.
I mean, when you're a producer.
And Mike Will made it.
You run the show, which is pretty fun.
Gelman, now you're being condescending.
I was a producer before. How's that condescending?
You want to be one again? Because if he keeps talking crap.
No.
You condescend with a backhand compliment.
No, I'm
Fat
saying.
Producers
running the show, really.
I'm saying you do very well. I'm trying to give you a compliment.
You don't
a backhanded
have,
one.
You don't have enough time to take another job on.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
True.
That's going backwards. I don't want to do that.
If you encounter Paige on a daily basis, you better watch out because she's on the warpath. She'll get you.
Am I in a bad mood today?
No.
I was.
You are wearing four jackets. So
I'm just very cold.
I feel like according to your stories, you're going around elbowing people left and right.
You know, I've just had people that have annoyed me yesterday, like talking over people that are trying to take a test.
Yeah.
Just rudeness.
Mm.
Just
was it like at the health department or?
Well, no.
Okay.
Not at the doctor's either.
Oh, a different kind of test.
Like a written test.
Oh, okay.
You need to focus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I send people.
Let's see what I wrote right here. It says we need to get a break.
Like to get a license.
All things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, we're back.
Then we're back.
Good morning.
It's flying by too.
Yeah, it is. So that'll be. Oh, man. You know what? Some of you just don't get the way things are. You know, it's like on wrestling, where they're on the road to WrestleMania. They're not at WrestleMania yet. This guy's like, you said that the update was coming up next. Now I got to wait till tomorrow? Well, yeah.
It was like a mini update.
It was like a mini update. I mean, we're on the road to WrestleMania. WrestleMania will be tomorrow. You'll get to hear if he's the daddy of it. But, you know, the one thing that I can't wait to ask the guy, and I'd forgotten about this, is like, I don't remember the girl. But does he not remember his girlfriend at the time's sister? Or does he not remember sleeping with her?
If I remember from talking to him that there was a lie back then that was kind of hazy because he was a drug dealer.
Oh.
He was big into the, you know.
So it's like those movies where they like, hey, I don't have any, like Boys in the Hood. I want some crack. I don't have any money. I'll buy you a mic.
Like he was, like, you know, he was big into the sniff.
Yeah.
Swings. Not swings.
Not swing sniffers.
He's not a swing sniffer. Yeah. But he was, but you know, what kind of wildlife is that to where you don't remember who all you hooked up with? And I want to say he did some time too.
Jeez.
He was locked up for. He got pinched for a little bit. Did a bid.
Let's not give his whole life story out, so he will come on tomorrow.
Pinched on a bid.
But he will. He'll be on tomorrow to tell
us. I do kind of feel like he's already gotten an update. Like, I mean, come on, dude. How did the kid find you? Come on.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but
what if it's real?
Throw it back to the conspiracy mystery.
Yeah. Like that
Bruce dude, Anderson, where is he?
That dude lives 84 years thinking he was Lil Bobby, and he wasn't Lil Bobby. And that's the other thing about like DNA testing and stuff. Like, we live in this world where we like it's hard to even fathom. Like, DNA wasn't even like permissible in court till some of you nerds, Rob, others will know the answer to this.
Late 80s,
the
80s, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, but
why didn't they think of it before then to even search it as a possibility?
I think we had microscopes powerful enough or something.
Everything
was on little, remember those little things? Those little slides you'd put in under the things?
Of all times the kids were going to school, we were always taught about DNA. The structure of it, what it is, and nobody could put it together until the 80s. Like, hey, we should test for this.
And the other thing that still, you know, we talk about the advancements of health and medicine and all this stuff. Like, there's still the, and again, the percentage may be off here, but like 80, 85% of our DNA is junk.
Where it comes from? Like if you do a DNA.
No, I don't mean that. I mean like literally like when they call it junk, they say, well, it really has no impact on your life, or that means we don't really understand it yet. And that's okay to assume, because again, we're looking at like 40 years of understanding DNA and being able to use it to show, yeah, that's you. Like, how long did they take? When did they find out not everyone's fingerprints are the same?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Like, when did, how was it, how did they know? How did they, how?
Some people, I was going to say.
You can't explain it. It's this incredible.
And your fingerprints change. Like, some people are losing their fingerprints now, and I forgot what it is.
They hold them to fires trying to get out of crimes.
No, there's something that's making us lose our fingerprints.
Probably texting too damn much.
You telling me there's enough number combinations to where every person in the world could have a different fingerprint?
Also, with the facial recognition, that... we're not being any kind of way with saying this, but there's a lot of people who look just alike.
Yeah, they are.
A lot of people.
We share only a few similar characteristics. So, there are only that many that exist.
When you see those, we won't say, any country showing like an airport and it's showing the little, you know how when you hold your phone up to a QR code and the camera's trying to find it?
Oh, yeah.
You see those popping on people's faces and it pops up with their little social number over there in that country and all that?
Yeah.
How? Like, how is it looking so... Oh, no, the eyebrows are a little different. That's not him.
Yeah, I don't...
I got my hands in the air, and I'm not doing the hip-hop parade. I'm just confused.
It's going to cause a lot of false positives, right? Because...
Absolutely.
There are a lot of people that look like just other people that they don't even know about.
Right.
Now, we've only... The best celebrity or notable version we can go by is Rob Pelinka and Rob Lowe. But think of how many other people that don't know each other that look... strikingly alike.
Like the guy that, is that Matt Damon or is that guy that looks like Matt Damon?
Yeah, I forget his name, but he's an actor.
I can't remember his name. He's in Zero Day, which is somewhat depressing, but interesting.
Yeah, you kind of talking me out of it, to be honest with you.
All those future movies, like when did it start with the future being so wonderful and then it just became Terminator... all these beware the future instead of embracing, like, that's something that politics, leaders, anyone should just kind of step back and set a task force out for. That why do we think the future's so grim now? Like, why does everything, art, movies, yeah, music, everything reflects this grim thing?
Revelation.
And we've all been raised that way. To California's gonna drop off in the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord's coming back, which I want that to happen. I mean, you know, I mean, not yet.
Would like, you want to come back to this if you were the Lord?
Well,
state of the world.
That's what I'm saying. We're not. Our house isn't ready for the Lord to
but
come back.
But what's wrong with it now?
Well, I ain't ready.
Too many people, chaos.
But
too many languages.
But in your
too many cultures. I'm kidding.
In your daily world, is it though, or is that just the internet and the media and everything imposing that on you?
Yeah, like I'm pretty good at, you know, tuning all that stuff out. Yeah. It's my daily existence, what I do, and
because in
there's
church,
a lot of noise and stress.
In church, I'm raised to fear the future, because you know, or as a child. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or
yay,
noon. Why am I going to go to college then?
I mean, it
why
out.
Am I investing?
Why is that
going to
be?
Why save money if the Lord's coming back soon?
But if they're coming, it means it's better. It doesn't mean the world's going to end.
Well,
the world will get better.
Well, if the
Jesus
Lord doesn't come
here.
Back, the Social Security won't be there when you retire. 401k won't be a thing. There's always this just negative.
That's
influence.
What they like to, you know, perpetuate.
It's always been Chicken Little, the sky is falling.
But why?
All the time.
Like,
it's always been that way.
But is there like this real, when I say they, and I'm not talking about Illuminati or anything, but whatever.
Bilderbergs.
Like, do people, is there some kind of reptilian thing where they feed off of fear? And that's like more than numbers in a portfolio. They
Yeah, because when you watch the news, you want bad news. I do, at least.
I mean, it's that thing. Like, F Off Friday, we did Gratitude Friday or some kind
something
of
thing. Something stupid
named. You know,
and it sucked. It was all lame.
It's all propaganda for whatever the year is.
But wouldn't you want, like, if you are this controller of the world or the country or whatever, wouldn't you want everybody, like, what was that movie? Everything is awesome. Wouldn't you want everybody walking around with dollar signs in their eyes and their tongue hanging out, spending? Why would you want them to be scared and sit on that money?
And lose their jobs every day?
It doesn't make sense.
Then you change the narrative in your life. You decide to make it better.
It's also a too much content issue in the world, too. So
yeah. That's, again, the stats that come out on screen time, or I wish Netflix would put up one to say, this is how long you spent looking for something to watch.
God.
There's always something to fear, because I remember when I was growing up, there was like all these serial killers, like the Night Stalker. There was.
I believe Martin Luther King Jr. said, there's nothing to fear.
But fear itself.
Fool me once.
You can't get fooled again. She grew up in that too, that area.
Yeah, it was kind of.
That's JFK, I think, said that.
Yeah.
Junior. I don't know.
How many serial killers do you don't even know about now that are, you know?
Count Chocula, who's a vampire.
That are out and about. Count Chocula.
Yeah, man, he's really like.
Captain Crunch.
Nosferatu was a Dracula.
Dang it.
I see
like teenagers walking around with Nosferatu shirts on right now.
Stupid. Like,
what are you doing?
Okay, I watched that movie and I fell asleep and I just watched the end so I can tell you how it ends.
Go old school Bela Lugosi Dracula. Don't do this Nosferatu.
It's creepy.
Thing.
It's creepy.
I saw Kanye made another swastika shirt, like a hoodie now.
Really?
He was debuting.
You got it in plus size?
I mean, like.
If you're a skinhead, why would you want a hoodie?
Exactly.
My God.
Because you got to keep it warm. Everybody needs
missing
to
his
keep
target
it warm.
Hugo Boss didn't even make hoodies then.
Oh.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.